1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this beautiful Friday morning, the fourth morning of the month of March. It is 38 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia First Friday director Kayla Mock. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing just great.
Outstanding. Well, you've got to be doing well because our latest rendition of First Friday is just a few hours out.
Yeah. It's going to be a really good one, too. So yeah. I'm even more excited than I normally am.
Well, and you're always very excited. We know that, you know, to talk about First Friday. And let's talk about where the featured venue will be this month for First Friday, Kayla.
Well, the presenting venue this month is Trax Gallery and Gifts. We are featuring an exhibition in the gallery entitled Women, Celebrating the Female Creative. We wanted to do that in honor of Women's History Month this month, and we had 50 local female artists submit pieces, and it's a beautiful, like, well-rounded, diverse show, and I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Oh, wow. So a Trox Gallery and Gifts at 715 Commercial. They're a beautiful new location in downtown Emporia. So things start at 5, as they always do. Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. So, yeah, the presenting venue at Trox Gallery and Gifts. And where else are we going to be at later on today, Kayla?
Let's see. We've got Ashlyn at Chia Meets. This is her last First Friday. She is moving to Kansas City for a student teaching opportunity. The Emporia Camera Club is at the Emporia Arts Center. That is always a gorgeous show. Emmeline Fuller will be at the Emporia Main Street Incubator Space, as well as the Uncommon Threads Have Ink Will Travel mobile t-shirt printing rig, and Renegade Cupcake is doing a bake sale, and all the proceeds from Michelle's bake sale go to SOS Incorporated. Amy Gonzalez is going to be at Gravel City Roasters. Claire Cooper is the most brilliant 13-year-old artist. She's going to be showing for the first time at Mike's Attic. Dave Liker's Faces exhibition is up at Mulready's Pub. This is the last month to come see that. Lauren Hebert will be at Sweet Granada. Allen Creek Scrunchies is at Tallgrass Trends. The ESU Student Art Therapy Organization will be at Dusty Trail. Annie Hahn is a ESU alum glass artist. She will be at Twin Rivers Winery. And then Vault Meats and Cheeses has a twofer. Kendra and Sarah will have their art on display. And Chad is baking up some EFF savory rolls for everyone to enjoy.
Sounds good.
What a great lineup once again for the first Friday, the month of March. And I think before we let you go, I think we need to wish you a happy birthday today, Kayla.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah,
what a way to celebrate.
Yeah. To you. Yeah,
yeah, I'm throwing myself a birthday party for Friday. Yeah.
Kayla, before I let you, you know, end my questions, I did want to ask you here, too, because, you know, A, you've got your birthday, you've got, you know, Trox as the presenting venue here, but looking at the art walk as a whole, when you got started, did you expect to see not only this range of art, but this range of ages involved? Because you have basically from teenager all the way to senior citizens that are involved here with the art walk now.
Yeah, we definitely hoped that this would be the case. It kind of started out slow. We had mostly Emporia State students and kind of that like 30 to 40 range. But more and more, we've been seeing the young artists come out, and it is my absolute favorite to see them, you know, kind of like shy and reserved at the beginning of the art walk, and they're kind of nervous to talk to people. And then by the end of the art walk, you know, they're just standing 10 feet tall, you know, and they've sold a few pieces and gotten some real good positive reinforcement. And and they're so excited to come back and do it again and again, and that's just my favorite thing in the whole world.
Well, let's again tell people how the Art Walk works, the passports and such. Tell people what they need to do, Kayla.
You can come get a passport at any of the venues that are participating. I suggest you start at Trox because they're the presenting venue. The passports will have a list of all of the artists that are participating and the venues where they're located. Also, each business offers a special discount for passport holders. And then if you go to EmporiaFirstFriday.com, you can find that list of businesses. And also, we have a map there if you're not from the area and need to know where to go.
All right, well, let's get to get set to get First Fridaying later on today. And, Kayla, hope you have a great evening. And once again, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Kayla. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Kayla Mock, who's the director of Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. Big lineup tonight, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of the morning show again, call 620-342-1400 or email Keith.